Lesson 5. The Talking Tree. We know that trees can't talk, but if they could, they might have some interesting things to tell us. Imagine you are sitting under an apple tree. Then you hear it say something like this. I'm often asked if I like being a tree. That seems to me a silly question when I don't really have a choice, do I? Right now, I'm only about 5 feet tall because I'm still a sapling. When I'm fully grown, I'll be over 20 feet tall. As you look at me, you see only half of me. My roots take up as much space under the ground as my branches do in the air. These roots help me a lot. They keep me anchored firmly. They need to be strong so that the wind does not blow me over. Another thing my roots do for me is to give me water. Did you know that I get thirsty just like you do? My roots take water from the soil. Then it travels up my trunk and along each branch into every leaf. During hot, dry weather, I need lots of water just as you do. Without enough water, my leaves will turn brown and fall to the ground. Every one of my leaves is very important. Each is like a little factory. My leaves take carbon dioxide from the air and mix it with water from my roots to make a sugary water. Sugar is a food for trees, just as it is for people. It gives me energy to grow. This sugary water travels from the leaves to feed every part of me. You may not know this, but my leaves also help you. The air that you breathe out has more carbon dioxide in it than the air you breathe in. Too much carbon dioxide in the air is bad for people. When my leaves absorb carbon dioxide, they help keep the air in balance for both of us. In the early summer, you will see many buds starting to grow all over me. Each one will turn into a pink or white flower. If you look closely inside these flowers, you'll see a yellow powder. This is called pollen. The bees collect it from me and take it back to their hive. There they turn it into honey. As they fly from flower to flower, some of the pollen from one flower brushes against the next one. When this happens, an apple will start to grow from that flower. There are many different kinds of apple trees. I'm called a Macintosh, and my apples will turn red when they're ripe. Other kinds of apples are yellow or even green when it is time to eat them. In the center of each apple, there are little black seeds. If you eat one of my apples and throw the core on the ground, some of these seeds could grow up to be apple trees just like me. You could say that the apples are my children.